There are lots of things that we prepare for in our lives. There's serious things like our finances or our health care. There might be goals that we have to prepare for at work or at school to take the right courses. There's fun things that we prepare for, like summer vacation or birthday parties or getting together with our friends. This week, there is a meal of epic proportions that we are certainly preparing for. If you're cooking it, you know exactly what I mean. If you're eating it, I'm sure you're getting ready for that as well. This time of the year comes with a lot of preparation, both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Preparation is a constant part of our human life. But the second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians reminds us that there will come a time in each of our lives when preparations cease, when our plans cease. There will come a time when our lives will come to an end. And St. Paul said today in the second reading that that day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Just as people are making their plans, he calls it peace and security, the end will come. So what do we do? St. Paul tells us to stay alert, to stay awake. My friends, our lives are our autobiography. We're writing the paragraphs and pages and chapters of that autobiography every single day. But there will come a point where there is a definitive the end put at the end of our biography. So what's to come of all of our preparations and plans? I think the gospel today, this parable of the talents, gives us some thoughts to consider, helps us to put all of our plans and preparations in their proper perspective, oriented towards God. Our gospel today is probably very well known to many of you, the parable of the talents. A talent in the ancient world was a measure of weight. So the more talents you had, the more of something you had. And in our traditional interpretation of this parable, we think of the talents as money, some amount of money that was entrusted to these servants. There are lots of interpretations of this parable, a lot of analogies about what these talents are. They can be our natural abilities and aptitudes. They could be the financial resources that are entrusted to us. They can even be spiritual gifts that are given to us for the building up of the body of Christ. But taken as a whole, this parable invites us to consider the question, how do we use the talents given to us for God and for others? At that final ending of our lives, that final the end, God will ask us. He will ask us about our faith, about our character, and about our works. And he'll want to know how the talents that he gave to us were invested in each of these three areas: our faith, our character, and our works. First, faith. The master in the parable is God, and we are his servants. So do we live in relationship with him? What priority does our faith have in our lives? Not just checking off the boxes of coming to Mass or reciting prayers or whatever it is we might think makes us a good Catholic, but rather I'm talking about our relationship with Jesus, our relationship with him. Is he the Lord of my life? Have I given my entire life over to Him? Or do I worship something else? Maybe we worship the plans that we make, the plans for our own security, the plans for the things that we enjoy. I had baptisms this morning. I baptized 5 babies this morning. It was pandemonium. But it was good pandemonium. And as I've said before, there's always something so special about being present at the beginning of another human being's spiritual journey. But so often we think about spiritual journeys in terms of children. We have to get our kids to the sacrament of confirmation. Or we have to get through 12 years of Catholic school. And that's our spiritual journey. But really, our spiritual journey begins after all of those things happen. No matter how old we are, we're still on a spiritual journey. Because our personal relationship with Jesus is something that we have to commit to every single day and should be growing every single day. God will ask us about that faith, about that relationship. Have we invested in it? He will also ask us about our character. Notice the first 2 servants. They're industrious. They go out. They do something with the master's money. Is growing our faith something that we are as industrious with? Growing our character, is that something we are as industrious with? Do we see ourselves as the beloved son or daughter of God? And that makes all the difference in my life. That is my fundamental identity as a human being, as a beloved son or daughter of God. And so am I living that out in a spirit of repentance, a spirit of conversion, a spirit of constantly trying to show greater love for my brothers and sisters? What is our character? Are we being industrious as the Lord's servants? And finally, our works. In the parable, the master says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The good things that we have are not our own. Yes, we've cooperated with God to receive them in many cases, but we're only stewards of them. The people that we love in our lives, our children, our spouses, we're stewards of them for a period of time. Our financial resources, we're stewards of those to be used for the building up of our brothers and sisters in faith. Every good thing that we have, we're stewards of. When we're a steward, it means that we don't own them. We have to make a reporting to our master. So how do we use the good things that we have been entrusted with in good works to help our brothers and sisters, especially those who are poor? Faith, character, and works. That is what will mark our autobiographies when we come to the end. That is what God will want to know, ask us to give an accounting for. So, my friends, as we celebrate Thanksgiving this week, we make our final plans and preparations for that wonderful holiday. Let's not forget to give thanks to God for the gift of life, which we enjoy. The gift of being able to still compose the paragraphs and pages and chapters of our autobiography. And when that end comes to our book, to our story, let us pray, let us hope, and let us strive to hear the Master say to us, to hear God, our Father, say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful steward. Come share your master's joy."